Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you tell us about this? Was it Noble?
Yes.
What is this about?
Amazing woman. They made a documentary about her life. She lost both of her parents as a child and was abused in Ireland. And because of that traumatic experience, God, you know, healed her life. She has dedicated her life to ministering to children that are abused all over the world. And particularly, she's ministered to about 700,000 children in Vietnam.
Wow. 700,000?
Amazing. Her ministry, her work, and they've now made it into a motion picture film that is so inspiring. In fact, I want you to watch this trailer because it's in theaters now.
Oh, great.
Watch this.
You are going to be a big star.
So what brings you here?
It's complicated. Christina!
Don't let me, Mum, Dobby.
God can't cure everyone.
Recommendation is that the children be sent to separate institutions.
Look at you, a young woman, beautiful.
You're only 17.
You haven't got a husband.
You're going to have a baby.
Where is he?
He's been adopted.
Oh! You've let me down very badly, so you better have something very good in store for me.
I had a dream.
I know you sent me the dream.
But today, right here, I have my explanation. I need to find a way to help these kids.
When I was young, I was also homeless. I know how hard it is.
It's just a drop in the ocean.
This is only the beginning. If we build one center, we can build 10.
You don't want to work for me, do you?
I want you to come and work for me. Forget about education or healthcare. Forget about protection from danger or a little bit of love.
What is it that you intend to do for the children?
I will bring hard work, love for the children, my heart.
For moving.
Going up in the world. Hey! What do you think you're doing? Those children are my guests.
It is forbidden for any foreigner to work in Vietnam.
I just have to take my chances.
You have already met your destiny. You have nothing left to prove.
I have everything left to prove.
Just playing right now, huh?
True life story. One woman, Christina Noble, who was abused as a child, left for dead. God gives her a dream of her ministering to children. And that dream, that vision that spoke to her, God spoke to her in this vision, calls her to go across the world to minister to 700,000 children.
700,000.
In Vietnam and Mongolia, rescuing children from being sex slaves.
Right.
And you think about the scriptures. I mean, Jesus loved the children so much when disciples were trying to, you know, hold the children back from him. He says, no, let them come to me. The kingdom belongs to them. Mm-hmm. And there's something about ministering to children. And we want to encourage you. Not to neglect children all around you. There's some of the greatest pleasures that God has given us. And we live in a society today that rejects children. They're nuisance. That you hear it often that they're in the way, Greg. And they're not. They're the blessings of the Lord to us. And we are to train them up and raise them up and speak life to them and give them a hope in the future. And I love what Christina's doing in her ministry. And it reminds me of Mother Teresa. Mm-hmm. She spent her life working in Calcutta. And many times we've shared on this program that she has said that when she looks into the eyes of these children, she looks at it, she sees the face
of God.
Hurting
people, she sees the face of God, yeah.
She sees the face of God.
Yeah.
And so I just think this is a remarkable, support the movie, but
well, you think about a sign of we have issues is family's no longer important. The whole concept, the epicenter of what God designed, family, it doesn't mean anything to you. All you want to do is stay away from it because it's painful, it's hurtful, or you don't want it, or it takes away from your time and your money and resources. Mm-hmm. Or children, you know, children, all they want is want. They don't give. Yeah. And then next thing you know, you have a young people who are people who are aborting the children. Then they live their life for themselves. They live their lives for themselves. And then they move into a community that says no kids are allowed.
Yeah.
They actually, and they don't think like before God, that's
don't
not good.
Twice, yeah.
You cannot live in the community if you have kids.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.